John saw the start of fright on Sam's face as he lumbered up on his mare. Doubtless, he thought, he was in trouble.
"You're fat, but you're not stupid, boy," the old bear said gruffly. "You did well back there, and you, Snow."
Sam blushed a vivid crimson and tripped over his own tongue as he tried to stammer out a courtesy. John had to smile. When they emerged from under the trees, Mormont spurred his tough little Garen to a trot. Ghost came streaking out of the woods to meet them, licking his chops, his muzzle red from prey. High above, the men on the wall saw the column approaching. John heard the deep, throaty call of the watchman's great horn, calling out across the miles, a single long blast that shuddered through the trees and echoed off the ice. The sound faded slowly to silence. One blast meant rangers returning, and John thought,
I was a ranger, for one day at least. Whatever may come, they can't take that away from me.
Bowen Marsh was waiting at the first gate as they led the Garrons through the icy tunnel. The Lord Steward was red-faced and agitated.
My lord, he blurted at Mormont as he swung open the iron bars, there's been a bird. You must come at once.